Chapter 2. October 10th, 8:22 p.m., Mountain Daylight Time. Bitterroot Mountains, Montana. Tucker studied Jane's every movement as he held his motel door open. She passed by him, her back stiff, her fingers tightening on the boy's shoulder. Her gaze swept every corner of the room before stepping fully inside. Only after finding the place empty did she seem to relax, sagging, letting her exhaustion show. She guided her son inside and sat down on one of the twin beds with a small sigh. The child, a blonde-haired boy of 3 or 4, climbed atop the bed and leaned against her side. Jane stroked his hair. His eyelids immediately began to droop. Tucker took the opposite bed, sitting down, his knees almost touching Jane's. She shifted slightly farther away, a reflexive, wary movement. Perhaps catching herself, she placed a hand on her knee.
"It's been a long drive," she offered.
Tucker knew it wasn't the drive that had shaken up the hard, competent woman he knew from 6 years ago. He gave her the leeway to open up with her story on her own and didn't press her. Kane approached. He came with his nose held low, his tail wagging slowly, perhaps also sensing her tension. A small smile creased Jane's lips. She patted the bed next to her.
"Hey, handsome," she said softly. "I missed you."
At her words, Kane's tail swept more widely, plainly also recognizing Jane. The shepherd hopped smoothly onto the bed, gently enough so as not to disturb the drowsing boy on Jane's other side. He lay down next to her and rested his snout on her thigh, his nose sniffing at the boy's tousled hair. She rubbed one of Kane's ears, earning a contented "mph" from the shepherd. Lucky dog. Tucker watched as Jane turned and settled her son onto the bed, drawing a blanket over him. She was still strikingly beautiful. Her features were small, her eyes as blue as the deepest marine trench. He noted that she continued to keep herself wiry and athletic. In the army, she'd run marathons and practiced kendo, excelling at both, earning her the nickname Zorro. Additionally, her tough physical conditioning had sculpted her silhouette into the most...